Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, it's a miracle, DZ, because I remembered how to work.
Same guy.
Same.
Whipper.
We're back from vacation, and not only are we back, but DZ is in the studio.
Live in person, in direct, and in the flesh. Wepa, good morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I've missed you, even though we've both been on vacation for the past week.
You know.
This is the funniest view ever, because you're on the couch right now in the studio, but you're like low.
I'm 2 feet tall right now?
You look so short.
Short king, get at me.
It's because you're sitting on the couch, and then it's like the board's blocking you, and all I can see is DZ's head right now, you guys.
I look like the neighbor of Home Improvement. Peeking you over look, the fence, G.
You for real? Like you're on your knees or something over there.
I feel like it. Just call me Meg. No play.
Well, DZ's back in the studio. Little victories. We're going to see how it goes because you had your knee surgery. Mm-hmm. We were both off last week, but we're back.
We back, baby.
And we have a lot to discuss. We never talked about the 4th of July. We never talked about the parade in Oak Creek and the racing sausages we rode with. We never talked about Summerfest. I mean, we have so much to talk about today.
There's a few things. Some I can't chime in on, but that is what it is.
That's okay, but I went to Vegas with the boys. I got to tell you about that.
I can't believe the boys went to Vegas before me, bro. That's crazy.
My love life is on a roll right now. I mean,
we got roller coaster.
Both.
We got a lot
to talk about, and DZ's back in the studio. We'll see how it goes.
We're going
to
try it out.
We're going to try it out and see what happens. All right, hold on. We'll be back next with the question of the day. Hold on. He's back.
Yeah.
In real life.
live in person and in the flesh. Yeah, I've been back, but you know.
Good morning, DZ. Welcome back.
Diaz was good.
103.7 Kiss FM. You're like in the studio. This is like a big deal for us because we were on vacation last week.
Yep.
And we're back, baby. We're here. It's happening. And you are attempting to not be from home. We'll see how it goes. But you're not driving yet.
It's time to do it too, but no, I'm not driving. So we had to wake up the whole fam to get me here this morning.
I said I'd come get you, but I also was thinking about you last night. I understand why you want your family there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like, I just want my people. Aaron's going to drop me off. We're going to try it for the first day. Like, I get it. So how did it go when you like tried it this morning?
And it's not even that. Like, it's our sacrifice to make. I'm not going to put it on other people when my wife is literally right there.
I don't mind driving to Bayview a few days a week.
Oh, no, I get it. I just don't want to be that late to work, G.
Forget you. You know what? I can't stand you. DZ's back, everybody. It's official. The show's back. Here we go. Let's do this. No, I'm glad you're back in the studio. We're going to do the question of the day because I got to hear about your weekend. You did something really cool in Milwaukee I want to try. I'm kind of jealous.
I was going to come back with some boring weekend? You thought wrong.
I'm really jealous. And I got to tell you what I did on Friday.
Was you active? What was you doing?
Oh.
Who was you with? Where
was you at? Let me just say Allie was unhinged, okay?
Oh, we got that version?
Allie was unhinged.
No, tell me later.
It was a great weekend, all right? So don't worry. The question of the day is coming up next. And lots happening on the show today. A new What Would DZ Do? A new Am I the Jerk? Ah, very packed show.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We always come back on Monday and talk about our weekends. Even though we've been on vacation, don't worry, you'll get a full vacation recap from both of us for the past week. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. But DZ, on Friday, I went to my friend's birthday party at the Harp. And boy, did I get down at the Harp. I Ubered in, I Ubered out.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I Ubered in, I Ubered out.
And it was a good night, let me tell you.
Okay, it was lit?
It was lit. It was really the Harp. She had the whole back half rented. Like the entire
outside
Harp,
or inside?
Both. Both.
Ballin' like
until
that?
Until 9 o'clock, baby.
She know the owners, huh?
Uh-huh. So we had the entire deck. She had entertainment. I mean, I was like, girl, this is the best party I've
That's
ever
crazy.
Been to. She had a party.
So
it was
like the
a
DJ
wedding.
Booth in back.
No. She had like people performing on the deck.
She brought the Beach Boys to the riverfront?
Joe Ray, but close.
Same thing.
One black guy, not five white guys, but close enough.
Close enough. What's the difference?
But she had like entertainment. There was a playlist. I mean, we had a really good time. So she had it all basically rented out and food and catered and everything. Wow. And then at 9 p.m., other people could come in. But
at 9 p.m., all the 21-year-olds showed up.
Well, and they did.
Well, they showed up a little bit later, but they pull up easily. Yeah.
5 to 9, it was a really good time. So we had a great Friday at the Harp. And then I did yard work the rest of the weekend because we had been out of town and my yard looks like a field.
Had to mow the lawn.
It looks like a field, everybody.
Had to get the weeds. Well, some of them.
I'm the white trash on the Nate. I don't think you're supposed to say the white trash anymore, but I'm the trashy one on the street, okay?
So are we. I don't know, brother. You haven't seen our house yet. The weeds are going crazy in our yard, and
well,
we can't get them.
You can't mow the lawn. I can't move.
I can't do anything, so it's on Aaron. Right.
What was your weekend like?
Our weekend was pretty low key. Honestly, haven't done a whole lot, but I'm trying to do little bits by little bits more. And it was a special moment to step out because one of the homies was having a birthday. And as we get older, you got to enjoy the time with the homies, man, because the weekend was crazy in Milwaukee. We just start there.
Well,
the weekend was absolutely bananas.
The Harley Fest, which got canceled on Friday night because of the tornado. I didn't even know. By the way, I didn't know there was a tornado watch or whatever.
I tried to tell Aaron. She didn't believe me
My
either.
Kids were calling me, and I was like, I'm at the Harp. We're fine.
Yeah.
They're like, not you, us.
Us, man. What, us, your children.
I'm like, you're fine. You're fine. Go in the basement. I'll be home soon.
Stand in the doorway. You'll be all right. Don't take a shower. It's okay.
But the Harley Davidson Fest canceled on Friday.
It
was a busy weekend in Milwaukee.
A lot of things, a lot of highs and lows, let's just call it, in the weekend for the city of Milwaukee, for the state of Wisconsin. But a high for us was that it was one of the homie Becca's birthday. So gave us reason to step out. Gave me reason to test my new knee out a little bit. So we went to the Game Show Network in Brookfield.
I'm so mad you did this, even though I kept saying I wanted to do it with you and then I didn't make any plans. So it's fine. Our coworker, Tommy, he's one of the hosts. This is where you go and you get to pretend like you're on a game show, right? Like they have
and it's not
in
game
real
show
life.
Network.
It's Battle Show.
Battle Show Game Room Experience Milwaukee
in Brookfield.
Something.
You like go and basically you bring your friends and you can play like Family Feud and stuff with and Wheel of like you play.
Can't call it Family Feud though.
Oh, you can't. Sorry, my bad. They got to call it something else. But you go and play games?
You play a bunch of different games. I think we played 3 total games.
Tell me everything.
It was like a speed round. One of them involved Flip Cup. It's pretty kid-friendly, to be honest with you, because you're in a private room by yourself. And shout out to our coworker, Tommy, because he was doing this thing, man. He's really good at hosting.
Really?
Really good at hosting. He's hilarious.
How much is it to go with a group, or do you pay per person? It's okay if you don't know. I'm just curious.
It's like $35 a person.
That's it?
Yeah.
How many hours are you there?
We were there for 1 hour. That was my limit, too. It was so worth it, because we got 3-4 games in an hour.
You did?
Personalized little experience. You felt like you were in your own game show. They had a mini fridge in the back that you could pre-buy however many drinks you wanted.
You could. Oh, it's over.
It was over,
doing
bro.
My
we got to go
birthday
back.
There. I'm
I
doing it.
I told them we're going back.
Oh, we're going back.
I
That's
love it.
Amazing. Well, what did you guys do this weekend? Oh my gosh, the phones are ringing. You guys, we are kind of we're getting the wheels back on. It's like riding a bike.
Slowly
we're
but
back.
Surely,
yeah.
Bro. We're getting adjusted, literally.
We
Let
are. 414-533-1037. DZ's literally adjusting because he's on a couch in the studio, but we're realizing the couch isn't long enough. So I'm going to move a couch in the studio from the sales side. I don't care if they get offended by it because it's happening. So that is what it is. All right, DZ, we're going to get you comfortable and we're going to take calls and find out what exactly everybody did. 414-533-1037. Oh, geez. Should I take one?
Why not? Why not, bro? We do what we want.
Screw it. We do what we want. Oh, boy, it's really obnoxious. Turn down your radio. Turn down your radio. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your boy, Ali the ROG.
Oh, it's Roger in Milwaukee.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Roger, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
good morning.
Monday.
Easy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the ROGER. If you don't know now, you know.
Let's go.
Woo! Roger, it was so good to see you at Summerfest at Benson Boone. We haven't even talked about that yet.
It's too much to get to.
There's too much to talk about, Roger.
Literally.
Hi, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, man. I'm on the same train as DZ. A lot of things happened this weekend.
It's busy.
Highs and lows, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. A good friend of mine got killed on Friday. So that's
I saw that, but I didn't think we were going to start the show with that. Roger.
I'm sorry. It's sad. I mean, I just have to say, you know, my condolences go out to the family. You know, basically, my weekend, look, you kicked it off. We're gonna go here. You kicked it off, mm-hmm. and it's just been crazy since then. Mm-hmm. Wifey went out to Arizona to party with a couple mm-hmm. of her friends. My daughter's at my sister's house. And I just, you know, had an old man weekend. Mm. Ate ice cream and walked around the neighborhood.
Old man.
After the weekend that Milwaukee had, eating ice cream and walking around the neighborhood seems like a great thing to do.
Honestly,
seriously,
yeah, I'll take it. Eating ice cream and walking around. I guarantee you're not the only person in the city that did that this weekend. Mm-hmm. So,
and
it was a really weird weekend with the child abduction that we dealt with.
Listen.
And then the multiple people killed on Water Street. Like, it was a really horrible,
it was
a weird weekend. I'll give you that, unfortunately.
Literally, Jamal White, glad he was found safe, glad he was returned home.
That's the kid, the seven-year-old.
The seven-year-old
that
child
story
that was
is crazy, and that's national news. Yeah.
Like wildfire.
That was wild.
But OG Tweezy, some people knew him as Young Tweezy. Milwaukee, GOAT, legend, staple, literally. Like,
I've seen him on social media. That's the only reason I know who he is.
Boom, literally. No,
he was
a staple in the city. He got killed over some senseless nonsense that really doesn't need to be spoken on.
Yeah.
There's investigations, there's things going on, so obviously that's something going on there.
But it was a weird weekend.
Condolences to his family. Sorry, OG, you know, it makes sense that you knew him. It really does make sense that you knew him.
They're like close in age, Roger. Roger was a garbage man in Milwaukee for his whole life. He knows everybody. Yeah.
Nah, and if you went to a Bucks game, you'd seen Tweezy before, literally.
You
know this guy. If you're from the city, if you're from Wisconsin, he's a national known figure. He really is. I mean, he's been all over the place. I mean, when he steps in the room, you already know.
Rest in heaven, Antoine Hogan's, man, for RP.
Absolutely. Roger, we're thinking about you and your friend, all right? We'll talk to you later. Have a good Monday, if it's possible. It's probably
all right. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Bye-bye. Wow, not to start out on a sour note, but it was a weird weekend in the city.
It was a weird weekend in Wisconsin.
We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Live in the studio, like olden times.
Why'd you just sound like an infomercial?
I don't know. I'm so excited.
Live for one night only.
Well, at this rate, we don't know yet. Live for one morning only. DZ, everybody.
Live one day at a time, baby.
One day at a time. That's exactly right. So we're talking about our weekends, and we've got to go to the phones and see what everybody was up to this weekend. So I am going to start with, you know what? Why don't I start with our girl? We saw her in the 4th of July parade when we were in Oak Creek, DZ. You know who I'm talking about.
I know.
Lindsay in Franksville.
Good morning. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you. Did you miss us? Lie and tell us yes.
I did. Yes. No, totally. I'm listening. I'm like, oh, that's me on the radio.
If you noticed.
Somebody says something to me. They're like, I heard you on the radio. I go, well, that was a replay. So I'm glad you were listening, but it was not live.
Straight up got approached about
it
the time.
Not.
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't there.
We were on vacation, but now we're back.
It's a nice
baby.
Little review, though.
Yeah. It was a little, some of the best of Allie and DZ you got for a week. But we're back, and we're happy to be back. And we saw you at the 4th of July Oak Creek Parade. Lindsay was so nice to wave. But what'd you do this weekend?
Went camping with the family, tent camping, because why not when there's going to be a tornado warning and rain?
Real camping right there.
And the nastiest humidity. I mean, I was drenched mowing the lawn on Saturday. I wanted to puke.
The mosquitoes must have been terrible. I mean, great. Yeah, you probably had a great time camping. Nope. She had a great time camping.
We did.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that I think about it, Lindsay, who goes camping in the middle of July? Aren't you supposed to go in like the fall and the spring when it's kind of chilly?
My family, you know, just for funsies.
I was kind of being sarcastic because I bet the campgrounds are all sold out probably.
I have glamp, bro. I got to have basically AC and television with me.
If I don't have a cabin, don't call.
If I don't have an RV, I'm debating.
If I don't have any, you know what? If I don't have my house, don't call.
If I'm sleeping on the ground, I'm not coming. I'm just not coming.
There's not an air mattress and air conditioning and a tub.
Miss me with that.
Miss me with that. But Lindsay, we're glad you had a great time camping.
Yes. Wait. Welcome back to both of you. Miss you. Love you.
Love you too. Did you have s'mores? Last question.
Oh, of course.
All right, good.
But
thank you.
With peeps for the marshmallows.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Yeah, hung up on her. I hung up on her.
Good,
I'm not,
man.
Why
she got to start with so much negativity?
I mean,
why she got to do that to us
peeps?
In the morning?
Disgusting.
She said she loves us and then tells us she hates us in different words.
It's pretty much. Well, we're going to go to a 7-year-old. Fine. Waylon and his mom, Shea, are in Wabaca. Hi, guys.
Wabaca.
I think you were still on drugs when we first talked to them, DZ.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Prescription.
Say hello again.
Where's Wabaca? I'm pretty sure I said that last time,
you
too.
Did.
What up, Waylon? What up, Shay? How y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
All right. What'd you do this weekend?
I went to my first Brewer game.
What?
Oh!
You saw Miz pitch?
No!
Yeah.
Okay, he's there.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time? Tell me, what'd you do? What was your favorite part?
Review the Brewer game, please.
My favorite part was getting a lot so hot that I had to eat Cracker Jacks.
Ah,
he got the old school vibe. I love it.
I was waiting for him to say food because that's what my kids would have been like. The ice cream, the fries,
the Cracker
the
Jacks.
Food. Yeah, the Cracker Jacks.
My boy, Waylon.
Yep. And then did the Brewers win, Waylon?
Yeah.
All right.
Good
I'm
luck
glad
charm.
You knew the answer.
The good luck charm right there. You
Thank
showed
goodness.
Up, they win.
Yep. All right. Well, Waylon, I'm so happy for you that you went to your first Brewer game. Go Brewers. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Aww, bye.
That is
adorable.
Cute. His first Brewer game. I haven't even opened the text. Whoops, I should probably do that. But first, I'm going to go to Lori in Cedarburg. How about that? I could have my Gucci on. Lori!
Morning.
We're, it's like riding a bike, I said to DZ. We got this. It's just like, you gotta, the wheels are a little greasy.
A little squeaky, maybe,
but
for some.
I'll pull up the text before 10. I mean, it'll be fine.
Listen, somebody's asking me for a shout-out. Don't worry about the text. I got them up right now.
Okay, thank God. Lori, what did you do this weekend? I was at a party. DZ went to Battle Show Game Rooms in Brookfield for a friend's birthday. And what did you do, Lori?
Well, like your last caller, I went to the Brewers game.
Mm-hmm. Fun. Which one? There were multiple.
The one on Sunday.
Nice.
But I made a highlight reel. I was sitting first row, and there was an inning where Kristen Yelich went to try to catch a ball, but he missed it and crashed into the fence.
Da-na-na,
that was right in front of me.
No! That was odd. You were in the highlight.
Did you grab his butt? Did you? Was he fine? Tell me everything. Did
I'm
he
sorry,
look
Mr. Yelich.
Was he so tall in person?
We don't got anybody telling us what to say here.
Lori, I'm on fire.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
He's back. All new show, all new content.
All new knee.
All new problems and an all new knee, DZ. You're doing great over there. You're trying your best.
You're doing great, honey. You're doing great.
I don't know if you're faking until you make it, but you look great over there in my spot today.
I'm loving the pink. I see why you like sitting here.
You are using my pink microphone. I love that. And I'm the pilot today. All right, no. DZ, we got some submissions while we were on vacation for What Would DZ Do? We got some Am I the Jerks? And this is a really good one because I feel like a lot of people are going to relate to this. Her friend has been ignoring her, not responding as much, and she's worried. She wants to know if she should let the friendship go, basically.
Interesting.
She called herself Worried Wendy. She said, please keep me anonymous.
I love friendship ones, man.
Yeah.
You know, because friend relationships and relationship romantic ones are way different in a lot of senses.
Way different. And we get in our feelings and we won't say the things we would say to a partner.
Yeah.
So let me read what she sent us. You can always slide into our DMs, guys. I don't know how. She probably sent this through our DMs. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I'm writing in a submission for What Would DZ Do? Please keep me anonymous. You can call me Worried Wendy. She named herself. About a month ago, I texted my girlfriend who I've known since middle school. We've been good friends for about 15 years. I have yet to hear a response from the two texts I've sent her since the end of May.
Okay.
We've grown apart a little bit the past few years, but she's always made a point to answer my texts, even if we don't hang out that often. I'm worried about her not answering, especially because she's just recently gone through a breakup. And I know she has a hard time dealing with that, as she has in the past. I just found out also that a mutual friend she's been hanging out and seeing other... Oh, she's been hanging out with other friends and coworkers.
Also, she's just not hanging out with you.
Ding, ding. Additionally, I know she had responded to another friend a couple days ago when she had texted her asking her how she's been and checking in on her. I'm a little upset knowing that she's been responding to others and hanging out with other people, and I still haven't heard back. Yep. I also want to note that we last saw each other in April and left on completely good terms.
Okay.
So what should I do? Do I let the friendship go? Do I send an additional text and or call her out on her behavior? I want to be there for her, but clearly she isn't putting the same effort into our friendship as I am. Thanks for your advice, Worried Wendy. Okay. Dude, I know this is What Would DZ Do, but I got thoughts. Because I always forget to write people back. So hold on.
W's in her feelings.
Before you get panicked, slow down, Wendy.
Yeah, for real, Wendy.
The fact that she hasn't sent an additional text yet, I mean...
The follow-up is normally there.
One follow-up is okay.
You've been friends for a while.
Mm-hmm. 15 years, she said. Since middle school.
That's a while. Mm-hmm. Y'all are about 30 now.
Like, they are.
Right?
Right.
But then again... You also haven't always had the most fruitful relationship. Y'all don't always hang out. It really seems like y'all aren't necessarily A-team friends.
Mm-hmm.
You could be B-team friends.
That part.
You have to sometimes understand your role, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think you've checked in. You've done your due diligence.
Take a hint,
and also maybe don't be so pushy and get offended.
I don't think she should get offended because there are times where I have texts. Some days I get no texts, and some days I get 50.
Too many. Yeah.
And I don't understand why. And on the days I get 50, people fall down and I forget about them and I don't write them back or I don't leave it as unread. And the next thing you know, it's 2 months later, DZ.
Yep.
And it's nothing personal. And so if there was somebody else, I might be writing somebody else back because I just happened to be able to get it back that day. It's not personal.
And here's
the
thing: you can't get offended in somebody's timeline because it's not yours, right? You send a text and you think, "Oh, they'll text me back within the hour." It might not be in the hour. It might not be within the day.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you're lucky if you hear back from me within the week, right?
Or the month.
For real? No, seriously.
Because it's already the middle of July, and look at us. I mean,
so when I text you back, just know that I went, "Oh, yeah," or I was thinking about it, and it was in the moment. It wasn't me trying to curb you. It wasn't me trying to ignore you. I could have been busy.
Yeah.
I could have not been near my phone.
That's the thing. Or maybe they really, you're just not as good of friends as you think. That's the other part.
Not had the capacity to honestly deal with the situation. Mm-hmm. There's some times where you go, I can't do this right now.
No.
Whether it's somebody really close to you or somebody not as close to you, there's sometimes you just can't deal with whatever that is.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why she said she was worried about the breakup. See?
Don't worry about it. She ain't worried about
that. You guys can text or call 414-533-1037.
I think she's genuinely not worried about you, so you need to stop worrying about her. Her breakup, I don't think, is affecting her. Mm-hmm. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Or else there would have been bigger hints out there. She's still she's kicking it with people. For all you know, she's got a situationship, and that's why she's not hitting you up.
Mm-hmm. You're just not as good of friends as you think you are. I'm sorry. That's just all I got to say about that. Screw it. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Oh, Saucy, I almost didn't recognize your voice.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, guys. Hey.
You sound young or something, and I don't mean that in a,
she got a pep in,
a
step
in a rude way. Way. You sound like a little kid for a second. I was like, Saucy?
Sounded like she got your hair done over the weekend.
All right, Sauce, you hear what's going on here. She's worried, I guess, worried Wendy thinks her friend is not responding to her. What should she do? Send another text? Let the friendship go?
I'd like to know if her friend has ADHD because I answer things in my head and think.
Or we just forget about things. That's what I need people to understand about those of us with ADHD fully diagnosed. Sometimes I truly forget. It's nothing personal. It's like, oh my God, I forgot.
And like Saucy said, the number of things, messages sit in my outbox and I don't actually hit send. Oh, geez.
I'll forget it.
Right. I'll type up a reply and I forget to hit send a lot.
Yeah, all the
6 months later, I go to text that same person. I'm like, why is... Oh, my...
Oh, no! Same.
Oh, no, the friendship. It's broken.
It's broken. It's over.
Don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally. All right, that's good advice, Saucy.
And just maybe she should text and say, hey, I'm worried. Are you doing okay?
Oh. Whatever. I actually do think a second text is fine, because if you haven't sent a second one, then you could... You don't know yet. Send two, if you don't hear back, then let it go.
Y'all are following up?
With at least one.
Yeah.
At least one.
Huh. Oh, yeah. I ain't following up.
Yeah, that's ADHD. Yeah,
but we don't know if they have ADHD.
We don't.
I'm projecting.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So worried Wendy's been friends with this girl since middle school for 15 years, and now she's worried. She named herself Worried Wendy. She's worried because the friend isn't writing her back, but the friend has written other people back, gone out, doing things with other people.
But the breakup, she went through a breakup, and she's probably dealing with it so bad. She needs me. She needs me.
So she wanted to know, do I let the friendship go? Do I send an additional text? I feel like this is actually a very common problem because so many of us are distracted all over the place with our phones, with stimulation,
with
you
life.
Name it. And so there's a lot of, I don't know. I say text again. You don't think send a second text. You don't think send a follow-up.
I think you're done with this one.
Really?
I mean, you've already reached out. You've heard from other friends that she's clearly okay enough to be out here doing whatever she's doing. You did your due diligence as a friend. Whenever she hits you up, she hits you up. And if she doesn't, she doesn't.
Well, Audra from Neshota texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. She said, I just experienced this with one of my best friends, and essentially I sent her one last text and told her that I love her. I wish her the best always. I told her that it makes me sad that our friendship has dwindled, but I'll always be there if she needs me. So if I got that text from someone and I had no intention of ending the friendship, I would feel horrible. I'd be like, whoa. I just forgot to text you back.
My bad, dog. Yeah, but would you text back then and be like, no, it's fine, girl. Like,
if it was somebody I cared about,
I guess copy and paste it, because that did make me feel a little emotional. If I would have read coming from a friend, I would have been like, we didn't dwindle. I've just been busy. I'd be bothered at the same time.
Or they're just more bothered than me. I don't know. Let's go to Bryce this morning. Hey, Bryce.
What's up? It's the OGDC King.
Woo! Let's go.
You guys don't know about Bryce. Bryce calls this show every single day.
The homie.
I don't know why I'm repeating it.
Dedication.
But
dedication.
Every single day, Bryce, you are dedicated to this show. So we're going to let you on. We know how much you love Roger. We know how much you love Amanda and Racine. You love everybody.
Squad.
What's your advice, though, Bryce, for Worried Wendy?
I should say, I think you should send at least one more text, and if she doesn't reply, then you should be done with the friendship.
Okay. That's so valid. One more.
One last one.
Well, you are convincing DZ a little bit.
Kind of like what Audra was saying.
Just give him one more chance before you give up on him. Okay.
Yeah.
right.
And just so you know,
yeah.
I can't wait to see you guys whenever I see you guys. It's been my dream to come into the Kiss FM studio.
Aw, Bryce.
We got to get you in here, man. We're going to make it happen.
We're going to get you in here. Don't you worry. We're going to let you come visit. You have a great day, Bryce. Thanks for going on What Would DZ Do, okay?
DC King out.
Woo! He's such a character. I love him. I love him so much.
Did you see this other text?
No. What does it say?
I hate that they didn't sign their name, but we'll allow
sign
right
your
now.
Names.
It said, worried Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're actually concerned about the friendship, you should give her a call. You would call her. We had an incident once where someone's phone number got blocked because their kid had their phone and did it on accident.
What?
We thought they were ignoring us, but in fact, the number was accidentally blocked. Give her a call. What would you do? A friend that you haven't texted back in a minute and you know calls you. Do you answer that call?
I don't answer any calls. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Morning, buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. Just taking pictures in here of you with your leg on the couch.
This is a funny sight. You got to see it.
It is. We're back. We're live. We are done with vacation, DZ, yep. And you're in the studio today, which is so exciting.
IRL.
IRL is right. I saw your wife drop you off because you can't drive yet.
Nope, unfortunately not.
And we're going to talk about that on Am I the Jerk this morning.
Why?
You know why.
Why?
You know why.
Why?
We're going to talk about it on Am I the Jerk, but in the meantime.
What's up?
How was your vacation? Seriously. Because, you know, I left town.
Yeah, you was gone, bro. You was vacationing.
Deuces. Like, we did the 4th of July parade in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
And I literally drove home, picked up my kids, and went to the airport.
You got off of a float and onto a plane.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Basically what
Goodbye.
You did on the 4th of July. And that's
Goodbye.
That spirit animal energy right there.
It
so
was great.
Shout out to you.
I will say, Owen and Hudson both yelled at me and said, I am not allowed to talk about this trip. I am not allowed to talk about this trip until they're in the studio. And speaking of in the studio,
dun, 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 dun.
I didn't expect this. Get over here and give me a hug. We just had the best surprise ever. Hi.
Hello.
Do you guys recognize that
this
voice?
This is great radio. Nobody knows what's going on.
Brett Andrews, welcome back.
Hi.
This was Brett not planned. Andrews. Brett, go over to that mic.
Okay, okay.
Come on,
go
man.
Over. Give DZ a high five or something.
He's
a hug.
How you feeling, baby? Welcome back to it, man.
Listen. We're making it too. I had to come through because of you, though.
Goodness.
You know?
Such thank, an, you. Make sure. Thank you for showing up.
This is such an exciting surprise. Hi, Brett.
16 years since I've been on this radio station.
Is that Ooh. How long it's been since I've seen you? Six. I mean, I see
it
you
might
on social
be like
media.
In person, possibly. I mean,
we have a new boss.
I mean,
everybody
you showed up at my going away party at the Harp 16 years ago.
I did.
Yeah,
I believe
so.
You. I'm
she was
sure
just
I
at
did.
The Harp over the weekend.
I don't,
so not
really
much has changed.
I don't really recall a ton of that evening.
Oh
but
Lord,
I've got pictures.
Same.
It's way down on Facebook.
Oh,
it's way in the album.
It's a scroller.
It's deep in the
it's
album.
A,
well,
it's a cut.
If somebody likes that,
yeah,
they're scrolling deep.
Brett,
at that point we're in the crates.
I can't. This is like a time warp, dude. This is
weird?
So crazy. So, okay, listen to this.
You guys,
when I started
even in this studio, like this
no.
whole building has been remodeled
it's
since
all,
I've been here last
You oh, haven't wow. seen the new studios. Mm-mm. When Brett was here, I moved here in 04 and Brett was on Kiss FM. Mm-hmm. How old were you then? Like,
man,
I was 25.
I was like a part-time. I was like the Saturday night guy.
You
I
were
thought
baby.
I was the coolest person in the universe, but I was just the little baby weekend DJ. Yeah.
But you were on Kiss,
yeah.
and then you did nights on Kiss FM.
Yeah.
You interviewed Justin Bieber at the
oh, yeah.
Wisconsin State Fair, DZ.
I remember getting a phone call going from our boss at the time going, hey, and you we did like the show live from the from the Midway. Like
we,
the
they let us
time.
Broadcast from the fair.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
great.
It was awesome. It was also awesome for me because they closed it down at 11. And my show was on until midnight, so I got like an hour off.
You got an
you
extra
got
hour.
Kick it.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
for a night guy getting off at 11 instead
Boy,
of midnight is
that's,
gigantic.
That's a whole
Big
evening.
Deal.
Huge. Had a whole night left.
Like, what am I going to do with myself?
Look at me with an hour to burn.
But,
so I'm like on the way to the fair, and I get a phone call. Hey, man, you know, record guy need a favor. There's this
I remember
new kid,
this.
Justin something or another.
Nobody knew who Jeezy.
Justin Blubbard. I can't
question.
Remember the last
Nobody
name.
Nobody knew who Justin Bieber was.
Yeah.
Like he walked up
Bieber
to the Kiss. Tent at the fair and sat down with Brett Andrews
By
and
himself.
Brett here.
It was him and like a guy from his record label.
It's crazy.
Something that you'd never imagine today.
Am I literally
yeah.
my
And
first
it's not
question.
Clocking to you. This would never happen today.
It doesn't
crazy.
Clock. I'm standing on business.
But like honestly, like a year later, he couldn't have. He would have had to shut down the entire fair because
yeah.
he got that famous that
yep.
fast. And I remember my first question to him was, is it Bieber or Biber? Because nobody knew. It was one of those, like, non-productive, you know.
You gotta ask.
Uh-huh. And, well, it was exciting.
And I remember he hung out for the whole top 8 at 8, mm-hmm. and then the record dude, who I knew a little bit, came back a little later and said that, you know, they had gone on some rides, and he was a little disappointed that nobody recognized him. I was signing more autographs than Justin Bieber was at that particular
time. That's now, hysterical.
Fast forward a year later, he's now $1,600 million in the bank, and...
Can't breathe without getting trampled.
That's a be careful what you wish for moment. Sweet. Now that we see how messed up Bieber has from the mental health stuff.
Oh,
but
Biebs.
If you're just tuning in, Brett Andrews
is great though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My Uber driver on Saturday was listening to Bieber's album, and I went, "Are you?" And it was a 30-year-old dude.
Yep.
I was like, "He was."
Said, "Hey, I'm a 40-year-old dude, and I'm rocking it."
Brett Andrews is back.
He
was on this station when I started DZ, and then he moved on, and he's been all over the country, and he got hired back. We're so excited to have Brett back. He came back to where he started.
Incredible. It's,
at Kiss
it's
FM,
so
and you're
weird.
You're going to be on our sister station, The Mix.
Yeah, I'm going to do afternoons on The Mix, but I'll be around here.
You're our boss now, and I'm super excited.
I got to come in and play some of this music, too. So that,
well,
I mean,
you want to be on Kiss?
I'm going to crank it up.
You tried the weekends again? What's up, man?
Maybe I'll get that. Maybe, can I get that Saturday night thing back? Although this time, like,
who said top 8 at 8 is back? What?
My 6-year-old and 4-year-old will be with me though this time.
Oh my God, you have kids now, Brett.
Babies.
Brett, I'm married. I have kids.
You
I have no hair left.
Where
all
did
gone.
You grow up in Milwaukee? Where'd you go to high school?
So I grew up in Mequon.
People still come up to me and go, "I know Brett Andrews," and I go, "I know Brett Andrews too," and they're like, "I went to high school with him," and I'm like,
"It's Milwaukee, man. Yeah, everybody knows everybody." Yeah, I went. I grew up in Mequon. I went to
Mequon.
Homestead HHS. What
Mequon.
Up?
What up? HHS. They got
Country
down.
Club in Mequon,
Brett. We were there yesterday. Shout out North Shore Country Club. What's happening?
I was serious.
Big shouts. We were there literally like 6 hours ago. Hello, hello.
That's why he's on the mix.
You golfing? So you the golfing?
No, my dad. My dad is a retired doctor. He's the golfer.
Put me in if he ever needs a fourth. What's up?
Go.
Just give me his number.
Not this year. Next year.
Get better, man.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Next
year. I'll just drive the cart.
Well, Brett, you've been gone so long. Do you know about Am I the Jerk?
Of course. I've been listening on the Odyssey.
Do I know for years?
It's our biggest segment on Allie and DZ.
It. Of course
and
it is.
And we're about to kick it off, this new edition, in a second here with DZ. And we're going to find out if he's the jerk today.
I'm on the hot seat,
DZ.
I'm really glad you're back.
Buddy.
Can you come on like tomorrow or another day this week, and when we have more time and we can reminisce about Kiss stuff? Because I want to talk to you about all the Kiss memories we have.
All the time.
And DZ has worked off and on at this station like 15 years.
Something pulls people back to this radio station.
There's something about it, baby.
That
and this is,
funny.
Is the third time because I was a part timer.
This is DZ's third.
This is also my third.
3 and 3.
Three's my number too.
I was a part time dude.
Yeah.
And then I left and I, you know, moved around the country and worked in little small markets in Wichita and Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's right.
And then I came back to do nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left and now this is third time.
I didn't realize you left and came back before you did nights here.
Yeah. I left for like 2-3 years. I went, I did radio in Las Vegas for a minute and that was terrible.
Same. Same.
Oh,
same and same.
Oh, I hated it.
It was horrible. Don't go to Vegas to be on the radio.
I called the management here once a week, every Friday. Like, you got a job for me yet? No? All right, call you next week.
See you tomorrow.
That happened for months.
Brett Andrews, it just took 20 years and you're back.
It took 20 years and here we go.
I'm so glad you're back in the building.
Me
I feel
too.
Like the core of Kiss FM's all back together. DZ, me, Brett.
I love it.
We're back, baby. Well, welcome back.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to do Am I the Jerk now? DZ, DZ talk. Oh, my God. DZ's like, I don't even know you two anymore.
I've enjoyed this time.
Me, Brett.
What's up, man?
DZ, my dude.
We're going to have a lot of time to talk.
I feel like I already know you.
Isn't he the funniest dude you've ever heard on the Kiss Morning Show? Like, I'm keeping it real.
Hilarious.
By far. And we're not just gassing
Huge
you up.
Huge vibe.
Amazing.
I can tell it's real.
Y'all going to keep gassing me up. I got nothing to say. I'm just regretting being on Am I the Jerk with the new boss in the building. Because I'm like, how is this my first day in real life and I'm on Am I the Jerk and I'm meeting a new boss? Why did we do this, Alex?
This is perfect for me.
Well, too late. Let's go find out if he's the jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
See, now I just want to... Now I can't stop talking. All right, DZ. Today's Am I the Jerk involves DZ and if he's the jerk.
It doesn't have to involve me. It really
doesn't. Well, it does, though, because you did it to yourself. And then, you know, let's just get into it.
All right, fine.
Come on, you're back in the studio. It's our first day back since vacation.
Correct.
And, of course, we've done something wrong. So what is it, DZ? Because you're the jerk.
I don't even know if it's wrong, but I'm just, okay.
Tell the story.
It's our first day back from vacation. It's my first day back in the studio in real life from the past 6 weeks after having had knee surgery.
Welcome back to you and Brett.
Facts. But the reality is, I cannot drive. Mm-hmm. I'm still on crutches. I still got a brace. I'm still under heavy restrictions. I can't put a lot of weight on my leg yet. Mm-hmm. I'm cleared to do more, but I'm still not cleared to do enough. I can't do stairs. I can't drive. And I can't be extended periods of times doing too much with my leg.
It's amazing to me how many people still go, what did he have done? And I'm like, he had a rejuvenator. I can't even say the word anymore.
Osteochondral allograft.
Yeah. I said he had cartilage. My mom the other day asked me again. I go, Mom, we've talked about this. He had cartilage and bone from a donor put into his knee to see if he could regenerate the knee. That's what I was trying to say, regenerate.
Yep, yep.
Regenerate the knee to grow back, but so he didn't have to have a knee replacement at 32 years old.
Instead of thinking osteochondral allograft, like a doctor think,
yeah.
Partial tiny knee transplant.
Yeah.
And that's basically what I had.
And it's from just use and sports and overuse and blah, blah, blah.
Wear and tear.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, there is no set thing. Like, I don't have like some degenerative bone disease, knock on wood, that I know of, right?
Thank God.
But it's a long road to recovery, and part of the recovery is not being able to drive. It's been 6 weeks,
okay.
And I'm probably not driving for at least another 3 to 6 weeks.
Damn.
Yeah.
So
when waking up this morning, I had the unfortunate pleasure of having to wake up my wife and our two boys to drive me at 4 or 5 in the morning.
And I had said, DZ, I'm happy to come get you in Bayview. My kids are asleep. They don't care whether they're at my house or not. I'm happy to get up early and drive to Bayview and bring you here. I'll even take you home. And then you said,
nah, bro, it's cool. You know, it's our sacrifice. We got to make it.
But wifey's what you really meant was, I don't want to be late.
No, I said that jokingly, bro. All jokes aside.
I didn't.
All jokes aside.
No, but seriously.
You offered. Other friends have offered.
So they have. Other people have offered to bring you to work.
I could Uber, realistically, right?
Sure.
I can't drive myself, bring myself. I'm not medically cleared to do so.
Yeah.
And rather than accepting the help or taking an Uber, I went, baby, if you don't get up with these boys, throw a couple snacks in the car, come drop me off, man.
Because your wife is on summer break. She's a teacher.
She's a teacher.
She's a third grade teacher. So Aaron is not working right now and can get up and bring you to work, but she has to then put your 1 and 3 year old in the car, you jerk.
2 and 4.
You jerk. They're not yet.
Not yet.
1 and 3. Stop trying to sell it and make it older.
They're a little older. They're 2 and 4.
They're 1 and 3, and you're a jerk, okay? So wait, is the question, is DZ the jerk for making his wife drive him and not somebody else?
I guess so. Yeah, realistically.
Because technically, you could work from home, but it's not the same.
It's not. It is not the same.
It's not the same.
And that's what we've been doing the past couple weeks, because I've been on air. No, I am live in person in the studio. If you drive to the station.
Are you going crazy when you're at home, though? Are you okay?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Being able to be on air helps, right? Because part of the problem is what stresses me out is not being able to do things with my family, not being able to help my wife throughout the day with the boys or whatever we're doing, right? She's gung-ho, got the whole load on her back right now because I can't do much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then again, I add another thing to her plate and go, hey, will you also wake up during your vacation and when the boys are actually sleeping and wake them up out of bed and get me to work rather than just me accepting a ride from anybody else or taking a car service?
You pulled up this morning. I pulled up at the same time as you guys, and Aaron was driving and the babies were in the back, and it was 5 a.m. and I was like, hi, babies. Come on in, DZ.
Everybody was in PJs but me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm now thinking, Tog, was that the right move?
Fine.
My
it was
wife,
the first day.
My wife is definitely open to it. She's like, I'll drive you. I don't care. If this is me, us asking her, she says I'm not the jerk. But this doesn't define, am I the jerk? She's going, I don't care, but this is because she's my wife.
Her opinion does matter. And so you're saying she doesn't mind.
She doesn't mind.
So that does matter.
Our kids wake up early anyway, but that doesn't mean she has to wake up at the crack of dawn with me and the boys.
Somebody said DZ's definitely the jerk, especially since you offered to get him and drop him off. Sorry, DZ. Ashley from Milwaukee.
I'm willing to hear it. I want to understand because I'm conflicted. I wouldn't say I'm calling myself the jerk, but I could see why somebody would say so.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, jerk, why wake up the babies? I don't think you guys care, do you?
No.
I mean, they're up anyway, and you're like, it doesn't bug you guys. You're that family.
They wake up early. We're early risers.
Just like you'd have them at a party if you were still with the family at 11 p.m., right? Because I know you,
they're
right?
Early risers and late sleepers. They're
like,
Latino.
Woo!
They're Latino. How
That's
about
what
that?
I needed you to say. Thank you. I'm like, these kids are fine, okay? They don't mind. They just go with the flow.
But the truth is, my wife is on vacation. Our boys have no reason to get up. I'm the only purpose or only reason that they're on purpose getting up in the morning to come out.
Let's be real. I am finally at a position in my life, the single mom, where I can drive and pick you up and not have to worry about my own kids anymore because my kids are now old enough. So I have no stress in the morning like you do, like I used to.
Oh, I'm the stress.
So, you're the
I'd add an hour to your day to even come get me on the other side of town.
40 minutes. I'd get a coffee and enjoy the ride. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. There's no traffic at 5 in the morning.
You'd be surprised. Coming out of Bayview, a lot of blue collar out that way.
Well, then maybe I really do need to pull up.
Allie's going to pick me up for principal
alone.
Hey,
boys.
Nah, but straight up, I'm open to all answers at this rate because I don't know.
Okay, 414-533-1037. We are back. It is Am I the Jerk? And DZ wants to know if he's the jerk for letting Aaron drive him this morning because they got the babies up, his wife got up, and everybody drove you to work.
Loaded the car
even though
up
I ASAP. Offered and other people offered.
So many people offered, and I said no to everybody because my family's my family and they're going to take care of me. But there's more than my family besides just my wife and kids, right? Well, it's the extended.
Okay. All right. DZ can take it. Is he the jerk for waking everybody up but me?
Be nice. Be nice, y'all.
But me, the one who's already awake, by the way.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, if you missed it, DZ wants to know if he's the jerk for making his wife get up this morning and drive him all the way to the radio station 20 minutes away from their house and get the babies up as well, because he just wanted her to, I guess.
We live in Bayview. The radio station is not. Ergo Hell's Corners with my family at 5 in the morning.
But I offered to drive. Other people offered to drive and get them.
Uber has cars that'll come pick me up.
I mean, don't think I won't try to expense it. They won't pay it, but I'll try, DZ.
I'll try it. Listen.
But we got to go to the phones because I have no idea which way everyone's going to go this morning. Should we start with the woman we saw in the Oak Creek 4th of July parade? I want to start with her
we
first.
We saw a lot of women in the Oak Creek 4th of July
you're right.
Parade.
My bad.
A lot of guys, too.
She's one of our only regulars from Oak Creek, Julie in Oak Creek, baby.
Hey.
Only appropriate that I pull her up first.
Captain at OC.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, first of all, let me say one thing, DZ. When we passed Julie, she was like, "What's up?" You're so chill on the radio. You're such a
she
like.
She came a big barking.
She was like a fireball
I
person. Julie, girl, what's up?
What's up? Good morning.
Hey, girl, and you're a redhead. And you're pretty. I was like, what up, girl?
Yeah,
no prob. So, Julie, is
no prob.
Now that I've gassed you up, is DZ the jerk?
Yeah. What up? What you gonna say now, huh?
No, really. Is he the jerk for making his wife drive him this morning?
Everybody's saying yeah. In the text, honestly.
They are?
Yes. Nobody said not the jerk.
Dang.
I'm actually going to go with not the jerk.
Really?
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Well,
you're on an
Julie.
Island.
We gassed her up enough. She was like, I can't say jerk now.
Anna from Milwaukee said not the jerk. If she didn't want to, she wouldn't do it. Well, that's not true.
It is true.
Aaron, it is true.
It
Aaron,
is true,
fair
actually.
Enough.
If she didn't want to, she wouldn't.
DZ's wife, Aaron, would not drive. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is fair.
Yeah. That's what I think as well. I think if Aaron would have said, yeah, no, you're on your own. Figure it out. I think DZ would have been fine. He would have said, okay, I got it.
True.
So, yeah,
touche.
Not the jerk.
Okay. Well, somebody texted in and said, switch days between Allie and his wife. We're not looking for your solutions.
No.
I just need you to tell me if DZ's the jerk.
We don't need solutions. Ew. We're not fixing problems here. What?
Hello. We'd rather have more problems.
Duh. Have you not heard the show?
Julie, thanks for saying hi at the Oak Creek 4th of July parade. Love ya.
Love you, too. It was great seeing you guys.
You
great
too.
Seeing you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for not calling me the jerk. The Venmo's in the inbox.
Dude, there's nothing better than honestly, you know, seeing our regulars in person for the first time. And it was like that with Julie in Oak Creek, I'll tell you, DZ. I'm still shocked. All right, let's go to Betty in Waukesha. Hi, Betty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Betty.
DZ's back in the studio. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yay.
Thank you, Betty.
And we're back from vacation. Yeah. It's July 14th, everybody. We're here.
We're active.
It's Monday. Hello.
I don't know how we got here, but good morning.
Is DZ the jerk? Seriously.
DZ is not the jerk.
I got two?
This never happens. Come on.
Everybody's being nice because I came back.
You paid everybody, didn't you?
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
No, there is
think about it, when you've had surgery or you're sick or anything serious, there's a certain vulnerability, right? Yeah. And you just want to be with the people you're comfortable with.
And he's never had surgery before. This was DZ's first surgery, this knee surgery he had. So this is a big, big... And this kind of recovery is like... DZ, most surgeries, like you've seen mine, you're out in like a day.
Yeah.
Yours is not like
it's
that.
It's not like that. No. Big surgery for a first surgery. Mm-hmm. Y'all aren't wrong, and Betty ain't wrong either. It's about the comfort in it. Partly, true. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the first day back.
It is the first day back.
So you want to feel that safety.
True
right?
that. True that.
She's not wrong, because think about it.
Not the jerk.
Well, of course you're going to say she's not wrong. She's not wrong. Of course he's going to say
her back
she's
up.
Not wrong.
Betty, the bank statement is in your account. Yes, ma'am.
Wait, let me read this one. This is a good one. DZ's definitely a jerk. Poor kids. Did that change your mind at all, Betty?
I didn't see that text.
What is it? Those kids were going to be up anyway. I know. My kids are up at the crack of dawn.
Oh, I know.
Kids were going to be up.
Oh, they find you at 6 a.m. Trust me. When they're they're 1 and 3. Please. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Betty. Have a great day.
You guys too.
Bye. Thanks, bye. How'd you get two not the jerks already?
I texted my friends to call.
And told them to name themselves regulars pretend like they're actually somebody else.
Yeah, Betty's actually Becca. And then the last caller wasn't Julie, it was Ree.
The homies pulled up for me.
It was your friends. Fine. Well, we have another regular on the phone, and I don't know which way she's going to go. So let me pull up her theme song. Hi, Lisa in West Dallas, a.k.a. Stallywood, she calls it. Girl.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're back. You're supposed to go, yay!
Really, though.
Yay!
Thank you.
It's a little late.
So rude.
Hey.
God.
I'm saying.
Oh, I listen all the time. I just might be MIA sometimes.
Fine. All right. He got two not the jerks. Which way are you going, Lisa?
Come on.
Oh, man. What do those wedding vows say, DZ? Through better and worse, through thick and through thin?
Yeah. Through knee surgery or not. I remember saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the jerk.
That's good. Did I just... Sweet baby,
unbelievable.
The PayPal has hit your account. Yes. Yes. Wow. Everybody getting paid.
You know what? If DZ was the pilot, he'd be playing this right now.
You felt it in my heart, because that's what it felt like, yeah.
It felt like you won a contest, didn't you?
And guess who's driving me tomorrow now?
Oh, hell no. Aaron, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was really funny till now. Now everyone feels bad for day two.
Look what just started, y'all. You created a monster.
Everyone's running on adrenaline on the first day. Just wait till tomorrow.
Facts, though. You're not wrong about that. Man. You really aren't wrong about that.
All right, fine. All right, you know what? Not the jerks.
Sweet.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa and Stallywood.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Appreciate you, too.
We're about to give away State Fair tickets anyway to your hood, so maybe you'll win them.
Love me the fair. Can't say I don't.
We all
That's
do.
Where you live there.
Yep. Okay, bye, Lisa.
Bye.
So there you go. How did you do that?
I have no idea. Can I be honest?
I don't know how you did that either.
Not a clue, because the text gave me every indication that I was about to be the jerk on my first day back. I don't know
how you did that.
I don't know. Won't he do it? Because I know it wasn't me.
Unbelievable.
Won't he do it?
Well, you are officially not the jerk today, but I will still come get you anytime, okay?
All right, appreciate
you. Don't even hesitate, DZ. I understand that you don't want to inconvenience everyone, but you need to chill out and just let me come. Even if we have to switch it up, I'll do a few days, she'll do a few days. Maybe you work from home a day.
Get a carpool.
You do like these corporate people do, where you work 2 days in the office and then you act like you're working the other three, but you're not. You know what I'm talking about?
Friday seems like a good day to work from home.
Exactly.
Allie's like, wait, hold on.
I'm like, yeah, that's what you thought. I'll come get you, because I know how that goes.
Fridays, I'm getting your behind,
boy. Work from home people, we know about you.
No, honestly, thank you. I appreciate being not the jerk. This
not
is great.
The jerk, and your wife can drive you. Shelby in Oak Creek, the girl at the parade with the blue dress yelling at DZ, texted in like a crazy person. She said, DZ isn't the jerk. I was a military spouse with young children. If my husband needed something on base, I would be there doing everything. So there you go.
Radio is kind of like the military, you know? It's war zone.
Okay.
Just go with it.
I was like, no, it's not. We have the easiest job. It's so awesome. Okay, you ready to give away tickets?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of war zones, baby. Yeah.
Fifth row. We're doing fifth through first row to Neo all week long, DZ, right around this time. Today's fifth row if you want to go see Neo at the Wisconsin State Fair. 414-533-1037. What number caller, DZ?
33.
Okay, good luck.
We don't forget it.
I forgot how to do my job. We've been gone so long.
We back, baby. We have to.
We are back, baby. And Neo, that guy right there, such a great song. Coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. And we are giving away tickets all week long, DZ, 5th through 1st row. So 1st row's on Friday.
It's the 5-4-3-2-1 contest. Mm-hmm. And the numbers are for the rows you're sitting in.
He's coming to the Bank 5-9 main stage. And I've got Joe on the phone. He's from Milwaukee. He's driving to Illinois for work. What up, Joe?
It's good. Not much, you know, living the dream.
Yeah,
seriously, going to work.
What do you say when you're miserable, right? Please? Yeah, what do you do? Tell us.
Actually, it's the other way around. I'm coming from Illinois into Brookfield to go to Hall Imports.
Oh!
Flip the script on them.
Look at you driving in, moving cars. Are you transporting cars?
No, I'm transporting myself. I just moved down to Illinois about 2 months ago.
I got you. But he brought us with him.
Well,
yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you for still listening to us. Thank you, Joe. Well, the good news is we love you. And for that, we're going to send you to the 5th row of Neo.
Loyalty pays off.
Joe, you and a guest, 5th row at the Bank 5-9 stage at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's only a few weeks away, you guys.
Love it.
Yeah,
who you
love it
with
too.
You, Joe?
Who you bringing?
I'm bringing my girlfriend, of course.
Naturally. He says, of course. So she knows that she's going to kill me if I say anything else.
Don't get me jammed up. I'm going to be the next one singing so sick.
Smart man, yes, Joe. Smart man. All right. Well, we will see you at Neo because DZ and I will be there. So have a great time at the fair, and we'll talk to you soon. Somebody will be in touch.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Back, DZ.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Safe travels.
Yep,
have a good day.
No problem.
All right. I love it. He said, welcome back, DZ. We're appreciate all back. We're in the studio. The show is back. It's happening. All right. We got to take a little break. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you have to move your knee around. I know we do a lot between 7:30 and 8.
I'm doing my exercises now.
Oh, you're doing your PT exercises over there.
I got to stretch. I can feel my leg tightening up on me. It's crazy.
Oh, well, DZ, we're going to take a little break. Okay. And then we're going to talk more about what we've been doing since we've been gone. How's that sound?
I like that.
All right. Hold on.
I'm traumatized.
Because of this song?
No, because of Vacation. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hi, DZ.
Buenos dias. Ow.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah,
it's
Allie
and DZ. We don't need to talk about it. It's none of their business what just happened. Don't
I'm
worry
doing
about
PT
it.
On the air. Don't worry about me. It.
Anyway, it's Allie and DZ, and we are back on a Monday. We just gave away Neo tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, mm-hmm. and we're going to give away more tomorrow for the 4th row.
5-4-3-2-1, and tomorrow's 4-3-2-1.
But we've been both gone on vacation, and I left town as quick as we got back from that Oak Creek 4th of July parade. I left town on the 4th of July because I realized tickets are really cheap if you fly at night, because everyone's
there
celebrating and having fireworks.
I would have never thought about this.
At night on the 4th of July, it's life changer.
Pro tip.
I got in by 8. You could still see. I mean, I'm telling you.
No, pro tip for real.
And the plane was dead. It was great. So we flew on the 4th of July, went to my sister's house in Cali.
Yeah.
And this is where the trauma ensues on vacation. And I know some of you can relate to this because as a child, I have nightmares about sharing a hotel room with my parents. And we all were in double beds. So my parents were in one bed, my sisters were in the other, and I was on the floor in a sleeping bag because it was the 80s. Let's be real. And we were broke.
We don't need a cot. Nope.
We were lucky we had a room, really. So I would sleep on the floor until one of my sisters went to college, and then I got the other bed.
You got promoted.
But you know what I would listen to. Oh, my God, DZ. The snoring from my father. I don't know how my mom sleeps in the same room with him to this day.
It's comforting to her
to
now.
To this day.
Now it's the lullaby. It's her sound machine.
Stan, shut up. That's what I want to yell. Stan, shut up. My dad is the worst snorer to the point where I am traumatized to this day from those vacation hotel rooms.
Uh-huh.
So over our vacation, we all shared a room at my sister's house. And it was me, Owen, and Hudson. Me and Hudson in the double. Owen on the air, on the air mattress on the floor
at
my sister's.
Chilling.
And we slept like that for 4 nights. And who got woken up every night? Owen. Or one of them woke the other one up. And this is what started the story. And I said, you don't know nothing about trauma.
Wait, who was snoring, though?
Let me see. Which one was snoring here?
All three of
y'all? Hudson woke Owen up. Oh, yeah. Hudson was snoring. The 11-year-old woke up my 13-year-old. And he was snoring. And then Owen's like, Hudson was waking me up. And blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you don't know about trauma.
You don't know nothing about no snoring.
Did your dad or mom snore?
Like, can I be real?
Do you have memories like this? Because I'm traumatized from sharing a room with them.
Well, one, we didn't take many vacations. So
yeah,
it's like we
fair.
Didn't share rooms like mm-hmm. that. And when we did, we would visit family. So I'd sleep in the room with cousins or whatever. But
My parents aren't loud snorers. Mm. I know they do snore, but it's like the...
Yeah. Oh, that's not...
It's like the weird breathing snore, I not trade the... You.
I would have... No, my dad is like the... Like, he finally now has a
CPAP?
CPAP, yeah. But for years, he probably needed it.
Probably.
And probably tortured us in the meantime. It was...
Slowing his breathing in his sleep. That's bad.
Like, I could even try to... Like, the impression of my dad is crazy. It's like...
Oh, he's one of those. He's a rever. Like, you gotta warm up.
I know my face looks crazy because it's the only way I
but
can do this.
How it, that's how it is. No.
No, I'm just laughing because it sounds so crazy. You guys, my dad is like full on, like the snore lasts a good 10 to 15 seconds and then it ramps right back up and you think he's dying, but he's not. And then he comes back to life because he needed the CPAP machine.
That secondary lung function kicks in and he stays alive.
Off. Makes me so angry. So I'm traumatized, but go on. So you're traumatized. Or no?
I don't have the same amount of trauma that you do, but I'm growing in my trauma because let me just embarrass my wife a little bit.
Snore trauma, man. It's a thing. Oh, the phones are ringing too. Go on.
She
yeah.
comes from a line of snorers. Her dad snores, her mom snores, so guess what? My wife snores. And she snores.
Really?
Oh, she can snore.
Oh, you're the one with snore trauma from your wife,
not my parents. Not my parents.
And you guys still sleep in the same room. Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
I'll record her in her snores. I've got a folder of my wife's snore videos where I'm just like, listen to yourself now. Oh, and this night. Oh, do you remember the January 14th?
Wouldn't be the first time we played snorers on the show.
I got a few in the holodeck that I don't want to bust out because my wife is in control of my mobility, so... I want to leave
myself.
You got
to be nice to her right now. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning from Calabama.
Look at this. Ryan from Caledonia's calling in, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome back, DZ. Welcome back.
Appreciate you, sir.
I love it. He's back in the studio officially today.
Yes.
So we love having him in the studio. It's so much fun. All right. So, Ryan, I got snore trauma. DZ has got snore trauma from his wife.
Building.
I mean, are you the snorer?
No. Well, both of us are snorers, so we'll wake each other up and we'll take videos just like DZ does. Because then we hold them against each other.
Yes.
But I have snore trauma from my mother-in-law. We went to Europe a couple years ago, and I will gladly pay the extra money for another hotel room or four hotel rooms away.
He called his own mother-in-law. By the way, 414-533-1037. You can text or call. What? You thought
a freight train horn was loud, man. I'll give you a freight train horn right there.
How does he even still marry this
Listen,
guy?
Listen,
this is amazing.
He will pay the convenience fee and he'll keep it a buck with you. That's why he's still married.
I will pay for another level. Let's go.
So I'll pay for another floor on
she
her.
She sleeps on the first floor. I'll sleep on the second floor. I know I got a good foot and a half of concrete in between us. Let's go.
I don't think I've ever, I mean, I'm not married anymore, but I can't remember ever sharing a room with my in-laws. Do you? Have you ever shared a room with your in-laws, DZ?
Never shared a room, but I remember definitely leaving Aaron's house when we were still living at home. I could hear them sleeping because I'd leave late, right? Mm-hmm. You know, leave after midnight or whatever. And I'd definitely walk through and go, dang, they be snoring loud.
Dang.
You don't got to worry about no creaking or nothing when they snore like that, though, like up the floor or nothing. You can sneak out just fine.
And the thing is, you know when they wake up because they always do the...
Yep.
And then the snoring stops. You know they're awake.
So obnoxious.
Yep.
103.7 Kiss FM. Welcome back, DZ, to the actual studio.
Who said that? Welcome back. It's good to be back. Thank you.
Owen and Hudson, because, you know, I took them to California to see my sister, and then we went to Vegas. It was their first time in Vegas.
Yeah.
I know people are wondering what it's like to take kids to Vegas, and I'll tell you everything, and I'm even going to let them recap, but they don't get up before noon. So, guys, it's not today.
Maybe
it's
tomorrow.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. I'll tell you all about it.
That is cool, because one, I've never been to Vegas, mm-hmm. right? You know this about me.
I want to go with you so bad.
I need to go. And I want to go with you. I want to go with people that know Vegas.
Because, you know, I lived there in my 20s.
Right.
I was on a morning show. And so I know my way around weirdly. So I rented a car. So when we went to like Fremont Street.
You were just cooling.
I just knew with all the back
zoop,
roads.
Zoop, zoop, zoop.
I'm like,
I'm not sitting at this light. Zoop, 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 zoop.
I knew how to get around. Yep. I was like, this is phenomenal.
And that's
so,
it. Not to mention, we also know people in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like we've got connections, right?
We have stations. We have radio stations in Vegas.
I've got friends that have moved out there. Like, I'm sure you've got friends that are still out there, whatever. But Vegas with kids?
It's different.
It's different. But
explain yourself.
It worked. It totally worked.
Okay.
There is so much to do with kids. We didn't get down. I had a list in my phone, and we only did like 3 of the 10 things I had written down. You want the list?
I was going to say, I'll take the list because I also want to know if there's like an age gap, right? Because we've got the youngins. We've got a 3 turning 4 and a 1 turning 2. I don't know if Vegas is for the twos and the fours.
It can be. I mean, well, really? I don't want to take a 2- and a 4-year-old anywhere, really, if you want me to be honest. There is so much to do because one of the most famous things in Vegas, DZ, have you ever heard of the Bellagio Water Show?
Of course, yeah.
So that has lights and music and lights at night.
It's synchronized to the music.
So that was one of the things. It's only 3 minutes long, 3 to 6 minutes, and they run it nonstop. That was one of the things I took them to do.
That'd be cool.
I was like, you have to see the Bellagio Water Show. I was going to take them to ride the roller coaster at New York, New York, but we didn't get to it.
I'm unfamiliar.
So New York, New York is a hotel on the strip that has a roller coaster that you can ride.
Is it the one that's got like the fake Statue of Liberty replica?
Yes, that's New York. Yeah. We walked around the Flamingo where we stayed in Vegas. They have a whole wildlife area with flamingos. That's free.
Like a rainforest cafe?
No. Just like an outdoor area where you walk around and take pictures with flamingos and then leave.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we did that. That's free.
That's free? Uh-huh. Flamingos are free in Vegas?
Oh, I took them to Omega Mart, which I'm not allowed to talk about, which is this art exhibition or art thing in, like, right not far from the strip, but you got to buy tickets, like $50 to get into this thing.
It better be immersive then if it's $50.
It is immersive. Okay, it good. Blew up on the internet and it is really cool. It's like an art installation.
Oh, I've seen it.
Omega Mart. I was going to take them to the Welcome to Vegas sign. We didn't make it. I was going to take them to the Sphere. We didn't make it.
That's
an
actual staple?
Which
the
one?
Welcome to Vegas sign?
Yeah, you go to it and take a picture. Yeah,
I always thought that was just in the movies. Can I be real?
Yeah, no, it's real. Mm-hmm.
Is there only one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so, unless there's one on each end of the... I think there's only one.
Might have, like, a replica somewhere, but I want to go to the OG.
It's newer, but yeah, they have that. And then I took them to Fremont Street, which really blew their mind, which is downtown Vegas, and that's where you can zip line across at night, and they have a light show, and you basically see all these half-naked women. So the boys were like,
oh my gosh!
That's why I can't wait to get them in here to see what they think, because they're 11 and 13. So they were
just about to text them now.
They were like, text them.
Let me start the group chat with the bros.
Text them. They were like, boom! Mom, she's not wearing anything. I go, it's called art. That's what I kept telling
them. And we embrace it.
I go, she's in a burlesque show and I call it art. And they go, what? And
it's body paint, son.
They didn't understand the whole burlesque thing.
They couldn't spell burlesque.
No, I was like, you guys, this is a real thing. People go to real shows. Zoomanity, which was one of the Cirque du Soleil's, was a sexual one.
Oh, one of the spins where they'd be hanging from different
things. Women are half naked. I saw it. I've been to it. So I'm telling you, dude, like the guys were like, what's going on? So maybe I shouldn't have waited till 10 p.m. to take him to Fremont Street, but at the same time,
it's Vegas.
It's Vegas, man. What do I care? And then, you know, it's even funnier. Screw it. I'll tell you this. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I don't care. So obviously, marijuana is not legal here.
Correct.
It is legal there.
Oh, yeah.
So you can, there's shops.
Oh, yeah.
Right on Fremont Street, just like
people were probably just
like
walking
alcohol.
Around.
So they're asking me questions.
What's that smell, mama?
And I go, oh, that's pot. They go, what's pot?
Well, son.
I don't. You know what? I'm not sure.
Ask
I never
your
heard
grandfather.
Of it. Who's dead?
Oh,
no, he's not dead. My grandfather. No, but seriously. So they were like, what is it? And I was like, well, and I was like, you know, it's legal here. Because this is a real thing. Where
they've
I was
been
like,
through the D.A.R.E. program.
But that's why it's awful to them.
Mm-hmm.
They think
because they still I thought it got decategorized or whatever. I thought they got taken out. Whatever.
I tried to explain to them that it's... See, here I go again with my own personal opinions. I was like, weed is not a hard drug, man.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to talk about hard drugs? Let's talk about cocaine. Heroin. I started going down the list, you know. And they were like, damn,
if anybody offers you dog food, say no.
And they were like, have you ever tried those? I go, God.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness. We are saints.
I'm a perfect girl. So no, but we were talking about it and it was an interesting discussion because there were people doing it on the street and I had to say, this is no different from people drinking. Like this is just as legal as people drinking. Well, so you need to just mind your own business. I was like, smoking cigarettes is disgusting.
I was gonna say,
and
in the
like,
era where everybody's like vaping and doing all these different things.
They're not stupid.
In the mode of life that we're in where we now got CBD and different medicinal. We've done a lot of studies on things. We're not going on some, you know.
Right.
Whole spiel on this, but I hear what you're saying.
It's been decriminalized and all these things. So it was an interesting, I was not prepared for that discussion, but at the same time, I was like, it is what it is. It's legal here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hide it. I don't hide alcohol. Nobody hides alcohol from anybody in this state.
We drink responsibly around here.
We're more irresponsible with that. So I was like, whatever. I was like, I said to make good choices and be responsible with everything you do.
I think it's cool, especially with your kids being a little bit older.
I had to talk about it, yeah.
Because if Sammy, our 3-year-old would have asked me what that was, I would have said skunk.
I would have lied.
It's
yeah.
a skunk.
No, I would have lied too if they were smaller.
You know,
but I was
being
like,
younger,
come on.
Y'all are more than old enough to fully grasp.
Don't
right?
treat them like they're stupid.
You
yeah.
don't need it in your face, right? Mm-hmm. Literally or metaphorically, you don't need it in mm-hmm. your face. But to understand what it is for when you do get older, mm-hmm. bro, these years roll quick and they're going to be teens, big teens soon.
Whoever texted in, there's no longer a DARE program. My kids had it. They
False.
Still have it. Depends on the city. It depends on the city. Like our city, the police department, a woman wanted to bring it back. She was telling me. So like you have
if
to-
If it gets it, funded?
Yes.
They'll
it
bring
to
it?
Be, it has to, yes, thank
oh.
you. I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about- Come
Yeah.
on. Come on. It's been years since I did the DARE program.
It's been years.
Let's be real. So anyway, I was not going to give you any recap on my vacay, and I just went off for 6 minutes. So now I'm sorry. Is that enough?
Yeah. I was going to say, my only other question was
what
just,
did you do?
I just wanted to know if y'all caught a summer league game or not, man. The NBA's in Vegas right now for summer league. You could have watched all the new guys from the Bucks playing. Right?
Where were they playing?
In Vegas.
Wait, there's a new arena there. I hadn't seen the arena since I'd been out there. That arena wasn't there last time I was there, where everyone plays. The Accela something. You drive right past it. I had not seen that arena.
You mean like where the Aces play?
Sure, sure.
I was going to say, because I believe they're over at T-Mobile.
Sure.
Bruh. Nah, Vegas is popping.
Whatever you said,
you
man.
You should have been out there,
said.
Man. You did too many things for your own good. You weren't there long enough.
We were only there for 2 days.
You weren't
That's
there
the
long
thing.
Enough.
I want to go back there with the adults now, because the kids loved it, and they want to go back, but I think we're good.
I'm
we're
only
good.
Going back if we got a suite.
Well, what did you... Oh, yeah, I had a suite. I'm not allowed to talk about it, though, until the boys come in. Are you going to tell me anything you did on your vacation, or is
no,
it all me?
It's just I didn't do anything on vacation.
You're just recovering.
I was in bed. I was recovering. I tried to put weight on my body.
Staycation.
I had rehab. That's what I did for vacation. They told
yeah.
me I no longer have to keep the sides of my braces mm-hmm. locked.
Wow.
I can bend my leg more. Yay. I don't have to lock it at 90. I can go to 120 now. Yay.
Well, the good news is somebody else texted in and said they went to visit their uncle in Chicago where it's also legal, and it was an interesting conversation, and somebody had to be open and honest with their daughter about it. Ah, sorry, not to bring it back.
No,
but
I
same
respect
thing.
It.
What do you do when it's legal other places and not here? You know, it's like, well, this is a weird combo to have.
Well, it promotes an inspiring conversation.
Yeah.
And if you're raising your
mm-hmm.
kids the right way, they're going to take it the right way.
You raise your kids, they'll do good things. I agree, absolutely.
Or still do whatever they want.
Well, I'm sorry that you had a good staycation and don't have any crazy Vegas stories for me, DZ.
I wish. I would have if I could have.
Damn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mail call 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, it's Allie and DZ.
Morning, Blues Clues.
DZ, we've been gone for the whole week. We were gone all last week, and, well, 4th of July through last week.
Yeah.
And we have all this stuff in the studio that I have not opened. We have stuff from May that we haven't opened.
This place is a mess in here. Who's bringing all this stuff in the studio?
I feel like we need to do mail call. I brought you all the stuff from the Brewers.
Which, thank you.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate that, G.
They always drop off some goodies. And then this actually got delivered in May to Allie and DZ, May 23rd.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
It was before my surgery.
I know. We didn't even get it in time.
Well, we were kind of worried about surgery.
Tell everyone
so we
what
weren't
that
opening
is.
Mail. Oh, no. This is a... It's from Emily. Mm-hmm. It's her graduate of 2025. Yeah.
Emily's a regular. Emily in Milwaukee.
She's playing her song.
She graduated and she sent us a card of her graduation in May, and we just saw it. So.
She graduated from the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, UWM.
Congrats, Emily.
Education specialist and school psychology.
Oh, yeah. This is like an MBA or something. Or not an MBA. That would be business. But you know what I mean? A master's. She got the master's. That's for sure. Okay. Next up on the roll call.
So, congrats, Emily.
Congratulations, Emily.
Oh, I know what those are.
Thank you to the Brewers. You know what these are. Go ahead and take the bag.
Oh, I know what that is. So, shout out the Brewers for the gear. Shout out Emily for the card. And shout out my mans, my boy, my dog, Carl and Indy for the Greepos.
With a special note written like a serial killer. Carl, you need to work on your handwriting. Look at this. Does it not look like a serial killer wrote this?
I'll pay you whatever ransom you're asking for.
Carl, you should have done it. You could have cut out letters from a magazine at this rate. He says, for Allie and DZ, when they come back, we're back. Really, it's more for DZ.
You mean more for Aaron. The Greepos are hers.
Carl and Indy. Thank you, Carl, because Carl loves to listen on the Odyssey app, even though he's in Wisconsin right now, because his parents live here.
Did he write that with a feather? It looks like he used ink and a feather, for real.
What the hell? Carl, we love you, though. I love coming back to presents and goodies, and the Greepos chips, right?
Yeah.
You love those things.
Love them things.
Yeah. So there you go. So I felt bad, because we've had all this. Don't forget. Thank you.
Don't forget,
Thank you for bringing this up. This is very close to my heart. To the nice woman who gave me this in the Oak Creek 4th of July parade.
To the woman that ran up and risked getting ran over by the Brewer sausage truck.
Yeah, it's another dumpster fire, an emotional support dumpster fire. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. I have four now.
You got a collection.
I have four in the studio, and I will continue to build them up, my dumpster fires. So thank you to the woman from the Oak Creek 4th of July parade who gave that to me. Now I can put it up in the studio. Woo!
You need one in every color.
Oh my gosh, we got so much stuff in here. Is that everything? Did we open all of
Probably
the mail?
Probably not, because guess what?
I feel
what?
Like there's more mail around. I don't know what I'm... Ugh.
There's probably more mail, but I know what else is still missing.
What's missing?
The five!
I totally forgot about that game. I said I was going to find it when you were gone, and I never found it. Now we're back.
I've been thinking about it the last 5 weeks.
And now we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine.
You thought I was recovering from knee surgery? No, I was plotting.
No, and by the way, there was so much that happened when we were gone, by the way. We didn't even talk about them trading my boyfriend or whatever they did to Damian Lillard. That was rude.
Yeah, the team unfortunately waived Dame Dollar, man. A lot has happened while we've been gone, while we've been amiss, while
Pat
we've been...
Pat Connaughton's gone now? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Everybody's gone.
Yeah,
not everybody.
A lot of the team from the chip. The whole team from the chip is gone. Only person left is Giannis and Bobby.
Yeah, I was gonna say Giannis is still there. We got Giannis and Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, well,
but.
Everything's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Honestly,
everything's great.
Things look great for the future. And, you know, I don't really know much more than y'all do. So it's like,
yeah, because you work for the Bucks.
I work there, but I don't get the inside.
Well, damn it. Well, then forget it then. I thought you were going to give me the juice. You got nothing. All right, fine. By the way, Hudson yesterday said, what's juice?
You don't know what the juice is?
The tea. He goes, huh? I go, he never heard that.
That's not okay.
No, it's not okay. It's Monday morning. We're back. July 14th. We did it. Well, you weren't really on vacation. I was, I guess. You said that wasn't a vacation, Allie. I did nothing.
I was doing knee exercises.
I sat around in my knee that I had surgery on. I did nothing. But hey, we're back.
It was, I mean, we were off from the station, technically, so it was on vacation.
And all I could see was just one notification after another while I was gone about this city and all the stuff going on, like the Bucks. Yeah. What the heck? The Damian Lillard's gone. Pat Connaughton's gone. What's happening? Yeah.
Brooks
and
gone
Giannis
too.
Is on a yacht somewhere, and I'm watching him with his family, loving that. I'm like, what's that?
Giannis went on a stream with iShowSpeed, and all of a sudden,
with who?
Some streamer.
Oh, I was like, who the hell
kids,
is that?
All the kids know him. They call him Speed. His tag is iShowSpeed. He's popular.
He
to
went
say
on
the
a
least.
Podcast.
Not even a podcast. It's a stream. What the kids are doing now is they're just going live and
Twitch
just walking
and
around and doing whatever they want throughout the day. Still,
this
so they
is
call
so
it streaming.
Dumb. And by the way, can I just say I understand it because I've seen Hudson and his friends go on FaceTime and they don't like they're not even talking. They're just the phone's up and they're walking around their room doing their own thing, but they're on FaceTime. I'm like, why? You're not even talking.
They're virtually hanging
out. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what streamers
so
are
weird.
Doing. Making millions.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Great money. But a lot of things have been happening with the team.
Yeah.
You know, Dame got waived.
Well, people don't know this. You get to be on the court all the time, which is amazing because you're one of the in-game hosts for the Bucks during the season.
I get to hype the squad up.
Hell yeah.
Get to hype Pfizer for him.
Do you ever really get to talk to Giannis? So
why would I ever? We're both at work.
Everybody thinks that you're like buddies with him. I'm like, I don't know if he sees him. I don't think anybody sees Giannis that much other than when he's on the court for the game.
The only time you're ever even close to interacting with these cats is when you're either on the court or you're working an event with them.
And at
they're
that point, all working.
We're all at
so
work.
So nobody's talking like
right?
that.
Like
yeah.
we've all got a mission in mind. It's not like we get to sit around and I'm like, hey, Giannis, will you pass me the chips?
But in their mind, our listeners would love that if that was the case.
They think that's the case.
And by them, I mean me.
I know.
So anyway, you're with Giannis having guacamole in the back.
Right. I just got back from Greece, actually. Yeah.
No, but seriously.
No, so many moves have been made, but let me explain what this means for the future. One, Dame's okay. Right, he tore his Achilles at the end, at the tail end of last year.
He's just fine.
Yeah,
he's fine.
The Bucks are paying him out. He's gonna be paid by the team for the next few years. He can now rehab, do whatever he realistically wants, whether it's here, whether it's in Oregon, whether it's in Cali, whether it's in Miami. He can rehab wherever he wants, and now he has more of a free range to where he can go once he is healthy. It also sets us up because we got a dog at center.
Yeah,
Miles Turner is a beast.
How tall is he?
Very tall.
Wait, he's a center?
Yeah.
Is Giannis a forward?
Very tall.
How is Giannis not a center?
Listen, basketball players
Giannis
are giants.
Is a center?
No.
What the hell?
so now we've got
my head's going to explode.
What Coach Doc puts as the perfect duo for them, right? Now, I think they're going to play well off of each other. It's going to take a lot. We got some decent picks. We got some good trades.
Yeah.
We've brought some other people in. But what this means is it's setting us up to continue to be competitive. It's bringing in healthy cats. It's bringing in guys that you know can ball.
Yeah.
Right? This Miles Turner sign, great.
Mm-hmm. And where'd he come from again? Miles Turner?
He was with Indiana.
He was with Indiana.
He's a Texan. He's from Texas.
Ah, but he was with Indiana when we pulled him.
Played with Indiana his whole career until now. It was imagine Giannis leaving for the Pacers. That's what just happened.
Oh my God.
Their Giannis left and came to play with our Giannis.
I'm for that because let's just say it like it is, right? They brought Dame and we didn't win this whole season. I mean, we didn't win everything.
Or last year.
So I get it. You try it and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Let's not spend all this money on Dame when it's not working. I get it. That's not the right crew. Fine. Love him. You're still hot. Goodbye. So now we bring in the guy from Indiana. And now the goal is now to try it with a new person with Giannis, correct?
And a couple
creating,
other guys.
We're creating the perfect team.
In a nutshell. Yeah.
Who's the couple other guys?
in a nutshell. So we got to.
That's the Allie non-sport.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam.
So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's girl description. You're welcome.
We picked up a few trades.
And I played basketball. That's the worst
part. We picked up a few drafts. Honestly, we're getting too sportsy. If I get into the names, it's
too
not going to matter.
I don't know who they are. Nope, no thanks.
Just know we're good, y'all. We'll see y'all at Pfizer Forum this next season, I swear.
Go Bucks, baby.
Wepa.
Go Wepa. Bucks. All right, well, thanks for filling me in. So we got a new guy, Miles Turner, coming in.
Then a few more.
All right, I'm into it. Thank you for that, DZ.
I got you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.